You are listening to this program coming from Pekin to Pekin, from Sierra Leone and Child to Child in London.
Pekin to Pekin, 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 Pekin to Pekin.
Now we get one special fambultem. What we can't talk but Ebola prevention. Now we have a special fumble time about the prevention of Ebola. Then they can develop special vaccine them. We go help we body. We go help the soldier man the inside we body. For fight this terrible disease, this Ebola, if we ever return again. There are vaccines being developed that will help our system fight off the disease if it should ever return. We all gladdy na salon where this Ebola yasu don't go. But we still need them scientists them all over na the world for make them begin for the think, make them the think, but boku different way there how for make sure say this Ebola in us begin again. We are also happy that Sierra Leone is Ebola free. But we do need the scientists all over the world to be thinking about preventing another such epidemic starting again. Abibatu, one 12-year-old titi waiting at the capital Freetown, a one for tell we what he himself think, but then vaccine their so. And he want ask on 2-3 question them. Abibatu, a 12-year-old girl who lives in our country's capital, Freetown, wants to share her opinions about new vaccines. And she wants to ask some questions.
Even at my schools, at the year where some teachers then they talk and say the scientists then don't discover something and then go come and make some medicine for prevent the sick Ebola. So myself be the year about that.
I've heard something about the Ebola vaccine. Even in my school, my teachers used to say that scientists are working to come up with a vaccine that will protect us against Ebola.
Well, we lucky because we get one doctor where INSSF na one pane one day we don't do boku research them for help for answer this TTSO in question. We are lucky to have a doctor who has been part of a worldwide research project to answer her questions. Dr. Matthew Snape, now one pan the big scientist there we involve for find better way them for help for develop this vaccine. Dr. Matthew Snape is one of the scientists involved in finding a new and effective vaccine. Dr. Snape na pediatrician. And that means na doctor where they work for treat small pikin them, for make small pikin them, make themselves get well body. Dr. Snape is a pediatrician. That means he is a doctor who specializes in treating children. And this doctor yaso, he dey work na one pan the hospital dem na Oxford, where dey na England, na UK. He works at the Children's Hospital in Oxford, in UK. Na part of what they call the Oxford Vaccine Group. Then na part of the University of Oxford. And he is also part of the Oxford Vaccine Group, which is part of the University of Oxford. This doctor yaso, he don't involve pam boku Ebola research them, and he don't involve pam boku work them for develop the vaccine. He has been involved in a study to see how well an Ebola vaccine works.
When the Ebola outbreak happened, doctors and scientists knew that one of the best ways to control the Ebola outbreak was to develop a vaccine against Ebola. A vaccine is something that can teach your body how to fight infections without actually making you sick. There was no vaccines against Ebola, and very quickly, lots of doctors and scientists all around the world started working on vaccines.
When the Ebola outbreak became na salon, doctor and scientists them know say one of the best way for control the Ebola sick and for develop what they call vaccine for fight the sick. This vaccine na virus with the tissue body of for fight the infection, but no go make you sick. No vaccine no been there in the world for fight the Ebola sick, where the Ebola outbreak been come na salon. But doctor and scientists them na the world don't begin work quick one for make vaccine go day for fight the sick.
Altogether, there were six, at least six vaccines that have been tested, and we now know that one of those vaccines, we have direct proof that this vaccine can prevent Ebola infections. This is very exciting. That's not going to be used yet for lots and lots of people. The doctors and scientists are still working out how well the vaccine works and whether it can be given to children, because we don't know that yet. But this is a story that's still going on. We don't know the end of the story yet.
Scientists them being able to develop 6 vaccine them for Ebola, where them be test by different people them. And now, we get direct evidence say one of the vaccine them where the scientists them be develop can prevent the Ebola sick. We go make person we not get the infection, nor get them. But doctor and scientists them no go use this vaccine yet, because then still they work for find out how far this vaccine go work for prevent the Ebola sick. For no whether them can able for get pikin this vaccine, because they don't know yet if this vaccine good for pikin them. This na story where plenty people in the world still they talk about, and we don't know yet who's them people them go tap for talk about this story.
But first, make we listen to Abibatu. Abibatu, they can't tell we what he understand, but vaccine them. First of all, Abibatu tells us what she understands a vaccine to be.
Vaccine, now the medicine where we they give or protect and picking them against a certain disease like Ebola, measles, and other diseases them.
Abibatu is saying a vaccine is a medicine given to protect children against certain diseases, example Ebola, polio, and etc.
Yeah, because Abido witness one with the shape, then treatment, then some medicine, then to small picking there for this bona for polio. When on the shape them medicine then say for preventive picking them for later no go get polio. So I've been witnessed that. So,
yes, I've witnessed when they were giving vaccine to kids to protect them from polio. They were saying it's a medicine that they were giving them so that they won't contact the polio disease. It's something like a prevention.
Yeah, because myself, we don't take the polio vaccine.
Okay, even me, I've taken the polio vaccine before.
And I'll be hurt, but it'll be a little bitter.
Okay, the polio vaccine that I took, it was not that painful, but it had some taste that I didn't like. It was a little bitter.
And Dr. Snape himself explained, and Dr. Snape also explains.
Well, vaccines are developed to try and prevent infections in healthy people. And so we have vaccines against diseases like measles and polio. What happens there is that the child is injected, and that tricks the body into thinking they've seen the infection. They've seen the germ that's causing this. So we can inject the child with something that looks like measles, and then their body gets protected against measles. So if it actually ever sees the real measles, then they're already protected. And the body can remember that it's seen that before, and now they can fight the measles better. And that's what we're trying to do with Ebola. Trick the body into thinking it's seeing the Ebola virus without actually infecting the body with the virus. So the body gets trained up in a way. It gets trained up so that it now knows how to fight off Ebola without ever having actually seen the disease before.
Well, scientists them can develop vaccine them for make people them get well body and no get the infection them. And at that make, scientists them don't develop vaccine them against sick them like measles and polio. Well body workman them can use the vaccine where they fetch the measles sick for maklet picking them for protect the picking in body for make you know get the measles. Where this happen, the pikin in body can member say he been don't see this kind jam where they cause the measles before, and that can make we well body workman them can give the pikin the measles vaccine in body can able for fetch the infection for make the pikin no go get this measles sick again. Now something like that scientists them they try for do for fetch the virus where they cause the Ebola sick. Now that make scientists them don't try for develop vaccine them for prevent the Ebola infection for make people them where they take the Ebola vaccine and not be don't get the Ebola virus, not get the virus as them body go don't train for fetch the Ebola sick.
Well, Abiba, to I guess some serious concern them about the side effects there, about the Ebola vaccine. Abiba too has some concerns about the side effects of the Ebola vaccine.
Well, what I think is that the vaccine they are upset and good for we use, because they're not gonna make vaccine and carry the vaccine and later it can affect we. So I hope and go be useful. And where people are going to take her, where we go to take her, it not go cause any harm to we.
Okay, Abiba too is saying, I hope that this vaccine that the scientists have discovered now will be good for our health. It will not affect us in near future, but it will be something that will protect us instead of causing us some harm.
What did Dr. Snape in think about this? What does Dr. Snape think about this?
Well, Abiba too, thanks very much for those questions, and they're really, really good questions. I think the first thing to say is there's a number of different vaccines that are in development, and we know for one of those vaccines there's definite proof that it can protect against the Ebola infection, which is great news, and it also means that it's likely that the other vaccines in development will also protect against Ebola infection. But at the moment there's no plan to introduce the vaccine to like the whole country or anything else like that. At the moment we're still getting information about the vaccines, and just like you say, we want to find out about the safety of the vaccines and check that they work well. And the way we would do that is by using them in clinical trials first, so that we give the vaccine to a few thousand people and carefully follow them up to look for any side effects that they might have. And things we can expect are a small number of people might get a fever after the vaccine, or because it's an injection, they might get a bit of pain where the vaccine is injected. But we'll also be carefully watching them for any other effects that they might have in the weeks to months after they've had the vaccines.
Well, Abiba too, plenty thank you for your question them where you've been there asked, because now very good question them. The first thing we are want for see now that scientists them they develop different vaccine them for fight the Ebola sick, and we know say one pandemic vaccine there yeah can protect mortal man them body for make people when go give this vaccine no go get the Ebola sick, and that's now good news. Same way so, we believe say other Ebola vaccine them where scientists they try for develop go protect people them for make them no go get the Ebola infection. No plan they not there now for introduce them Ebola vaccine here na the country where scientists them na the world they try for develop, although we still they get information but the different vaccine them. Just like within you Abiba too been say, we want for check how safe in be for make people them we not get the Ebola sick, take this Ebola vaccine and nothing not do them. The way how we can do that now for test the Ebola vaccine them where the scientists them don't develop and people we not get the Ebola sick for know if in good for them. For sake of that, we go to give the Ebola vaccine them to about 1,000 people them and observe them for fair not if then go get side effects them where then they test the Ebola vaccine pandemic. Within we go expect now that few people them where they test this Ebola vaccine go get fever, or because na injection then go give them, then go feel small pain after then go don't inject them with the Ebola vaccine.
At the moment, there's no plans to introduce the vaccines, as I say, but we're learning in this epidemic that the Ebola virus is unpredictable. There have been no cases in Sierra Leone for a good few weeks now, and that's wonderful news. But in other parts of West Africa, we have seen some new cases recently, so we don't fully understand how the virus is spread and how to control the disease. At the moment, it's still very sensible precautions are to be washing hands carefully and all those things that have been in place during the whole epidemic, and it's important they keep continuing.
As I've been telling you, Abiba too, no plan no date for introduce the Ebola vaccine na salon. But I want make you know say, we all don't learn say, the Ebola outbreak can come back na salon anytime. Same way so, we be don't hear about Ebola new case them na West Africa. But important for let we continue for take the well body work man them na salon, the advice for wash we hand with soap and water all time, and for the do all other thing them with the doctor and well body work man them say for do for make we no go get the Ebola sick. Just like how we be done the do within the well body, we command them say, before they do during the term, where the Ebola sick been there in the country.
Abiba too, he don't yet say the Ebola vaccine is good, but huh, he the wait first make you see. Abiba too has heard that the Ebola vaccine is good, but she is waiting to see.
Oh well, Abide Yay then the talk say the vaccine we then don't discover we then say then they make and can share and to people them. Now a perfect vaccine at T way good. When you take them, you go free, you no go get the disease, you no go contact the disease. So now that's Abide Yay.
Okay, I've heard that this vaccine is something that is very, very good. Because when you take it, you will not come in contact with the Ebola virus and you will be healed. So that's what I've been hearing about this vaccine.
Well, my opinion, if you then go call the vaccine, say for sure, me go wait first as a pikin. I go suspect first how the vaccine they work. After they don't share to some different people, and on the take time, I go wait and watch. If you get forget after infect, if you not get after infect, me go take her later. But if it's, we see say they get after infect, I go make sure say the one that we don't left will not take her, not go take her, because it will cause danger to the system.
She says for now, as a child, she won't take this vaccine because she wants them to she wants to see the trial process. She wants to observe to see what will happen to those that are taking the vaccine. If it works well, she will later take it, but for now she don't think whether she's ready or willing to take this vaccine at this early stage, but she's going to wait and see.
Well, I think that sounds like a very sensible approach, Abibatu. As I say before, we will be looking at the vaccine in the different vaccines will be given to a few thousands of people. And they do it first in adults to look to see how that well they cope with the vaccine and check that it gets a good a response from the immune system and that there's nothing unexpected in the effects of the vaccine. And once they've given it to a few hundred or a few thousand adults, then they'll also start to give it to children, again, carefully watching to see if there's any problems. And all this will be useful information to know if the vaccine needs to be introduced at any point. It's all about getting information now so that if there were to be another big outbreak of Ebola, that the vaccines could be used in that situation. And then we will have the information so we can answer directly the questions you're asking. Just how safe are these vaccines and how well do they work?
Abibatu, I think say the well body work man them advised where them be give all salon people them na sensible thing them way for the do all time. As I been tell una, we go de look at the different vaccine them where scientists them na the world don't they develop, and we go de give the vaccine them to a few thousand people them for see how the vaccine they work. We go give the Ebola vaccine them first to big people them and see how the Ebola vaccine go work, or whether in good for the soldier man them where they affect the infection them at them body. After that, we will start for give pikin them the Ebola vaccine, and well body will command them go they watch careful one for see whether problem in day where then give the Ebola vaccine to pikin them. As we go they gather this information, we go good for we in case we go get for use this Ebola vaccine bambai for fetch the Ebola sick na the world. Same way so, we can answer your question them, but how safe the Ebola vaccine them day and how the Ebola vaccine here they work by big people and picking them we go don't take the vaccine.
Abibatu get one serious question for Dr. Snape. Abibatu has a serious question for Dr. Snape.
So I go one ask them which kind of chemical them put in that way people enough for take an overdose where then some people and lead to death. So I go one ask which kind chemical and put on the medicine and how for them for show we how for take her so that it not go cause any harm to the system.
She was saying she wants to know the content of the vaccine and which chemical exactly they are using and how to take it because they want the right dosage.
Now, as I say, there is a number of different vaccines, but all of them, the most important part of the vaccine is that they take a virus, like a safe virus that usually doesn't cause any problems in humans, and they change that virus slightly so it's got a bit of the Ebola proteins in it, a bit of the Ebola virus in it, but it can't cause Ebola infections. What it does is that it tricks the body into thinking it's seen the Ebola virus and then teaches it how to respond to the Ebola virus so you don't get sick. Now, the vaccine that I've been testing in particular, the virus that's used as the backbone for that is called an adenovirus, adenovirus 26. And also in the vaccine is some things like salt water and a little bit of sugar and some preservatives to help preserve the vaccine so it stays safe for use in the vials and can last for many months. So that's what's in the vaccine, and that's injected as an injection into the muscles of the arm usually.
As I've been done say, different vaccine them day. But the important thing about all them vaccine are that when they take safe virus, we know the unbug mortal man, and the virus gets small Ebola protein, small Ebola virus, but it no go cause any Ebola sick. This vaccine, they trick the body for fetch the Ebola virus so that person no go get the sick. Now, for sake of this vaccine, we the test, and get one virus inside the we then call adenovirus. This adenovirus gets something like salt water, small sugar, and something them we go make the vaccine stay safe for plenty months them. That's now within the inside the vaccine them where we they inject people them with now the muscle of the hand plenty them.
I go like for ask question because the last thing out some medicine them and some people and take it wrongly way because a serious danger. Some people their lives them. Even some people they lost their life. They say now for the Ebola now, but na malaria medicine. That medicine there because serious harm to some people their lives them. Even me auntie because it be taken the wrong way. And not be know the medicine in percentage. Not be know the things of the medicine. So it not be know the how for take them. And not be get pussy where they show how for take them. So it be end up take them and later. It be the vomit, it be can't sick because of the medicine where it take. But I thank God nothing not be happen to him. It be go to hospital and later then tell her say not to suffer take and then get some treatment say. While some man die because of you don't know how for take her and you don't know that for teach and for take her.
The reason why she was asking this question is because at the peak of Ebola, they came with a particular medicine that they were giving to people here in Sierra Leone. They were saying they were giving them malaria medicine to prevent Ebola, at least to prevent the way people were having fever, to cut down on the number. But she's saying the medicine that they took, it brought a lot of problems. People took it wrongly. They gave the wrong instructions to people. So people were having all sort of sickness after the medicine. And she made example to her aunt who even became very, very sick after she took that particular medicine. That's why she's emphasizing for them to tell them the content, the right dose, and what will happen to them, the after effect. It should be made clear. And she's also saying other people were dying as a result of that medicine that they took. So because of that, they're a little bit afraid to even take this Ebola vaccine because they don't want to experience what they experienced during the period when they were given this free medicines that they were saying is to protect people against this Ebola. So if they want to be sure, they should tell them the correct thing and what is the side effects and give them the right dosage that will not harm people.
Well, yes, I think there's a different issue there, and that is that during the Ebola epidemic, there was the wide-scale use of medicines against malaria, just as we're hearing. And that was to try and reduce the incidence of malaria because malaria can be confused with Ebola. So the feeling was that if we can prevent the number of people getting fevers from malaria, then it will be easier to spot those that have Ebola and easier to focus on them. And yes, some of the medicines that are used to treat malaria or to prevent malaria do have some side effects, and I'm terribly sorry to hear that your aunt was unwell with that. But the vaccine we're using is nothing to do with those medicines against malaria, and that's a very separate program. And the good news with the vaccines is that there's no question of individual dosing. People do not need to take the medicine themselves or anything. It will be given as an injection by healthcare workers as either one or two doses of the vaccine, and that with obviously very careful attention paid to giving the right dosage and to making sure that it's given the right way.
Yes, I think say plenty issue them don't come up naya. During the Ebola wahala, people been they use different medicine them for fetch malaria. This now for reduce the malaria because person can confuse malaria for Ebola. So the feeling now that if we can prevent the number of people where they get fever for malaria, then it go easy for spot the one them wey get Ebola. Yes, some pandemic medicine them wey them can use for malaria self get side effects. And I'm sorry for your say, your auntie be get for sick for sake of that. But the vaccine them wey then they use not get nothing for do with malaria. And this na different program. The good news about this vaccine, now that's now well body will command them, they inject you with them. Sometime, now one or two dose no more, and person no they see no more, and take them like how they want. And of course, now the right dose them, then go give the right way.
One of the things about the Ebola epidemic is that it is an unfolding story, and that story is going on. There's been a fantastic response in countries like Sierra Leone, where the epidemic has been brought under control. And I think that's come through good, sensible practices like good hand washing and precautions around stopping the spread of the virus. And the other good news is that there's a very intensive program to check for new cases of Ebola. So if there aren't any new cases of Ebola, they will be picked up quickly. And that's incredibly important to understand as much as we can about this virus. But while the story is unfolding, I think it's important that everybody still keeps up with those safe practices of good hand washing and other measures to control the infection of disease. And that includes things like being safe in having sex, the same advice would normally be given, because there are some very small number of cases where it seems to have been spread that way. And good safety around birthing practices, and even safety around burial practices. These are all the things that have helped control the virus, and these are really important to be maintained as we fully understand this virus, how it's spread, and how we're going to defeat it.
One thing about the Ebola sick, now that it they come and go, and Salon don't try for fret the sick and put them under control. I think that's not because of the habits them, like for us and we make the sick able left for the spread. The good thing back that at sober program them don't they for the check for new case them, so it fine for make all man continue for the practice for the worst and for fetch the sick. People for make sure say they keep safe where they do mommy and daddy business, keep safe bamboo picking business, and safe then for take time how then they handle the body. This not the thing them we go help for control this Ebola virus, so people for try for understand how the sick they spread and how they for fight them.
Thank you Dr. Matthew Snape, and thank you Abibatu. Una all too, una don't help for make we understand, you know, the good thing then way they pan come na road for make we fend way for build we immune system, make we build the soldier man them inside we body for fight this Ebola yaso, make it not come again na we country. This is indeed a story that is still going on. Thanks so much to Dr. Matthew Snape and to Abibatu. You have both contributed to our understanding about the exciting and important new development in finding ways to support our immune systems so we can fight off Ebola if it should ever appear again.